I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, City of Bishop Parks and Recreation Commission meeting at the City Council Chambers, 301 West Line Street, Wednesday, March 25th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Moving to sports on March 18th, baseball, our BUHS varsity versus Boron Bobcats came up short with a 4-3 loss. Bishop Varsity Softball on March 20th traveled to Kern Valley for their second league game and came away with a win 13-8 in 7 innings. Bishop Union Track and Field traveled to the Desert Christian Eastside Invitational in Palmdale, competing in a large meet with 22 teams, including Lancaster, Granite Hills, Quartz Hill, Adelanto, Paraclete, and several HDL League schools. The Broncos had an outstanding day, recording 32 personal best. Well, the JV girls softball game versus Yerington has been canceled for today. The varsity baseball and varsity softball teams, though, hosting Fraser Mountain, will be at 315 High School and Field 2 at the City Park Fields, respectively. Well, known for the risk, act early, colorectal cancer, and the importance of screening, you can join Northern Inyo Healthcare District for their Healthy Lifestyle Talk. Featuring Robin Cromer Tyler, MD, and Allison J. Robinson, MD, the event will take place on Wednesday, March 25th at 6:30 p.m. The presentation will be held at the NIHD Burt Street Annex, which is at 2957 Burt Street in Bishop, and will also be available on Zoom at nih.org/HLT. No registration is required. However, colorectal cancer is one of the most common cancers affecting both men and women in the United States. Regular screening can help find it early when treatment is most effective, and in some cases, prevent cancer before it even starts. Screening now is recommended beginning at the age of 45 for most adults. During the talk, Dr. Cromer Tyler and Dr. Robinson will discuss colorectal health screenings, recommendations, warning signs, risk factors, and why younger adults and those with a family history should be part of the conversation. They will also explain how early detection supports better outcomes and when it may be time to talk with the provider about screening. Northern Inyo Healthcare District's Healthy Lifestyle Talks are free and open to the public. These talks cover a variety of health topics and are designed to provide helpful, practical information that supports healthier communities. Moving up the hill, Mammoth Community Water District is announcing the retirement of General Manager Mark Busby, whose career of dedicated service has left a lasting impact on the district, its employees, and the community. Mark began his career with MCWD on August 21st, 1995, as a maintenance worker one. Over the course of more than 30 years, he advanced through the organization, including 15 years as maintenance superintendent, before being promoted to general manager in 2019. Throughout his tenure, Mark earned the respect of colleagues and the community alike for his steady leadership, patience, professionalism, and commitment to the district's mission. Known for his calm approach, thoughtful guidance, and genuine care for his employees, Mark built a reputation as a leader who made time for people, supported staff both professionally and personally, and led with consistency and humility. His leadership helped strengthen the district while fostering a workplace culture grounded in trust, teamwork, and service. Mark's impact on the organization goes well beyond his title, said Board President Tom Smith. He has been a respected leader, mentor, and friend to many, and he played a vital role in maintaining the district's culture and morale through his steady, thoughtful leadership. We are grateful for his many years of service and the example he has set for all of us. The district is also pleased to announce the promotion of Clay Murray to serve as the next general manager. Mr. Murray brings a strong background in water and wastewater operations, leadership, staff development, and strategic planning. Having served the district's operations superintendent for a decade, he has demonstrated a deep commitment to operational excellence, transparency, professionalism, and building a strong organizational culture. It is an honor to step into this role, said Mr. Murray. Mark's leadership has meant a great deal to this organization and to me personally. Our staff is grateful for his mentorship, his trust, and the example he has set, I look forward to building on that foundation, supporting our team, and continuing to serve our work with professionalism and purpose. MCWD thanks Mark for his outstanding career of service and congratulates Clay Murray on his appointment as general manager. Well, there's more to this article, and there's more to all the sports and everything else that we talked about, and even more news at sierrawave.net. There's also, you can follow us on Sierra Wave Media at Facebook and Instagram. We're also on X. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, I've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.